It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin the week with an overload of bad news on three fronts: COVID, Afghanistan, and Ida. We'll begin in Louisiana, where Hurricane Ida made landfall as a powerful Category 4 storm, hitting with top sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The storm has killed at least one person and knocked out power to a million customers, including the entire city of New Orleans, with reports of significant damage to buildings and residents trapped on rooftops. The storm was so strong, it actually temporarily reversed the flow of the Mississippi River near New Orleans, something the U.S. Geological Survey says is extremely uncommon. Adding insult to injury, the hurricane hit on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, from which the area still has not fully recovered. Ida has now weakened to a tropical storm, but it's still churning up deadly storm surge as it lingers inland. The National Weather Service in New Orleans says areas affected by surge could be uninhabitable for weeks or months. Tornadoes are also a threat right now. On to Afghanistan, where the U.S. military on Sunday said it killed suspected suicide bombers in a vehicle filled with explosives with a drone strike in Kabul. A U.S. official said the vehicle posed an imminent threat to the effort to evacuate U.S. citizens and Afghans who are desperate to escape the country following the Taliban's takeover. The Taliban said the airstrike killed multiple civilians, including some children, and said they'd investigate the strike. The U.S. military also said it was investigating. The U.S. embassy in Kabul had warned of a, quote, specific, credible threat to people around the airport, the scene of suicide bombings that killed up to 200 civilians and 13 U.S. service members last week. An Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for that attack. Well, as expected, the violence continued Monday morning when as many as five rockets were fired at the Kabul airport. The U.S. says the attack has not hampered ongoing evacuation efforts, but that more threats, potentially even to the U.S. homeland, may remain. And the deadline to get U.S. troops and Americans out of Afghanistan is now 24 hours away. The U.S. and about 100 other countries have pledged to hold the Taliban to their promises to let people leave the country after the August 31st deadline. The Biden administration has said that the deadline is, quote, not a cliff, and is committed to safe passage for all Americans and Afghan allies. President Biden on Sunday joined grieving families in Delaware to pay respects as military aircraft returned the bodies of the 13 U.S. service members killed in the suicide bombing attack at the Kabul airport last week. The president and first lady met privately with relatives of the troops whose remains were carried in flag-draped cases by honor guards in battle dress. The dead service members ranged in age from 20 to 31. Five of them were just 20, meaning they were born shortly after the September 11, 2001 attacks that sparked the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. The service members, 11 of them Marines, were helping to carry out the evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies rushing to escape Taliban rule before the August 31st deadline for withdrawal of all U.S. troops. And on to COVID. Dr. Anthony Fauci says another 100,000 people could die of COVID-19 in the U.S. by December if vaccination efforts and other safety measures aren't fulfilled. However, if some of the 80 million or so eligible unvaccinated Americans choose to get the shot, things could be less bad. The current daily average of 155,000 newly reported cases has left many hospitals over capacity. Available beds, ventilators, and staff have been hard to come by in some hospitals, and now even oxygen supplies are hard to come by. One doctor in Florida, which has the highest hospitalization rate in the country, says he's seeing younger and younger patients die of the disease. They're all unvaccinated, he said. Fauci also said that he backs making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for all school children to help prevent surging coronavirus infections driven by the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. Fauci telling CNN State of the Union, quote,
I believe that mandating vaccines for children to appear in school is a good idea. And remember, Jake, this is not something new. We have mandates in many places in schools, particularly public schools, that if in fact you want a child to come in We've done this for decades and decades, requiring polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis. So this would not be something new, requiring vaccinations for children to come to school.
The European Union is preparing to again recommend a halt to all non-essential travel from the U.S. European leaders reportedly have been considering the changes over the last month as the average U.S. infection rates surpass that of the European Union. Some European leaders have been pushing for the change because the U.S. kept its ban on European tourists in place after European nations allowed travel from the U.S. to resume. Some countries are expected to continue letting in American tourists who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. In other news, tensions building ahead of an election in California that could end not only with the ousting of Governor Gavin Newsom, paving the way for a political unknown, the leading contender being a right-wing hate talk radio host named Larry Elder. If a majority of voters vote yes on recalling Newsom, whichever challenger gets the most votes will become governor. There are something like 46 names on the ballot, so it's possible that somebody like Elder could become governor with a mere 10% of the vote. It's insane. Vote no on the recall. And finally, actor Ed Asner, best known for his role as Lou Grant in The Mary Tyler Moore Show, died Sunday morning. Asner, in addition to his many amazing roles, was a lifelong Democrat and activist. He served as president of the Screen Actors Guild from 1981 to 85, and as union leader, opposed U.S. policy in Central America. Ed Asner was 91. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.